Many tomato growers felt the sting of a late spring frost, but some tomato varieties are more resilient to cold than others. We're checking out a few Russian varieties next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to fasterutah.org.
Resilient tomato varieties could help you get an early start on the spring growing season. Dale Thurber, with Delectation of Tomatoes, recommends a few Russian varieties.
Last spring, I raised maybe 3,000 starts, and I like to grow between 4 and 6 plants of each variety. And I didn't have a good setup at the time, and so these seedlings suffered from cold, wet conditions, which anybody who's raised tomatoes in the spring knows about damping off disease and so on. So I lost over 700 seedlings to disease, and I had to start over with about half of my varieties. And Star O'Brien Chesky and about a dozen other varieties, all four seedlings did just fine. They kept growing like it wasn't cold, like there was no disease or anything. And they just grew like gangbusters, these huge plants that produced abundantly all season long and had wonderful, luscious tomatoes. These ones were mostly just a little under a pound, but another one that was like that was basically from Tajikistan, and it was another one, but they were bigger tomatoes, about a pound and a half in size, and just a wonderful flavor. And there were a number of varieties that were like that that just had no problem at all with the cold, wet conditions, and they just kept producing like they were resistant to all the diseases out there. GiantTomatoSeeds.com.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.